free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 16th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. I guess my favorite article of the day. Yeah, a lot of bad news coming up. But we've got at least one laugh from The Onion. Inconsolable Jeff Sessions tries to commit suicide by smoking a joint. That is so funny on so many different levels. Yeah, it'll kill you. Absolutely, it'll kill you. And that would be a sight to see. Jeff Sessions, the inveterate intemperate drug warrior. There we go. And but as this is happening, equally absurd, although true, Alyssa Milano demands national shutdown now, saying F this. Well, okay. Well, she got the Rose Parade shut down, at least in California. Her dreams are coming true. You know, if you want a shutdown, just stay in California. Alyssa, you don't have to worry about everybody else. You got your shutdown. Everything's been shut down again by the governor. And Constitution doesn't matter, as we see with Cuomo in New York. You don't have any due process. If you're coming from, you know, I don't know, one of the 22 out of 50 states, then you are infected and will be treated that way. You'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. And, unless you left New York and you came back in 24 hours, because we all know that you can't catch the bug in 24 hours, right? That makes perfectly good sense. That makes as much sense as all of these regulations do. So, yeah, if you are coming from Florida, where even according to their inflated numbers, and I'll remind you briefly of that again today, 1%, even with their inflated numbers, 1% of the people in Florida, they say test positive. Not that they're really sick. Because as we saw with the cruise ship, and we've seen with many, many other statistics, it's a small minority of people, even in a situation where people are packed together like they were on the Diamond Princess. Small percentage of people that got sick, about 30%. And then of that, half of them don't even have any symptoms. So I shouldn't say got sick. They tested positive. Of those, half of them had some symptoms. They had 12 people die, but we don't know what was going on with those people to start with. And we had the cruise that my wife and I went on. They had to take somebody off of the cruise ship in an emergency helicopter. It happens. We had one person go in the group during that. You know, people die all the time, unfortunately. But we've never shut down the entire world before or the Rose Parade for 75 years. Today, we're going to take a look at what is going on with the change in the Trump campaign. And I don't just mean the change of Brad Parscale being taken out as campaign manager. I mean the change that has happened in terms of embracing Fauci. Because we had Peter Navarro and some people who have a brain in the Trump administration. Yes, I know. You may not realize it, but there are a couple of people in the Trump administration with a brain. But they're now on the outs with the president and with the vice president. And the Republicans are caving on the GOP convention. Well, maybe we'll have it outside. I don't know. Next step is we won't have it at all. And so we're going to take a look at what is going on with the victory of Fauci over any opposition in the White House, as well as a very troubling report from a fusion center, another MIAC report. This is the 2020 version of this. We'll tell you who's in the gun sites.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 16th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is now day 122, 122 days of America held hostage. When will it end? Asks Jeffrey Tucker. And, he wrote this 6 days ago. Now here we are yet another week. I just saw this, however. It's on AIER.org. He said, going back to just before all this happened, right? The last normal day we had was Friday the 13th. And then this stuff started. I start counting this from the following Monday when everything locked down. But he said it was Thursday, March the 12th. I was waiting anxiously for a TV appearance, hoping that the trains wouldn't shut down before I could leave the city. The trains never did shut, but half of everything else did. Of course, he was in New York in a Manhattan TV studio. On this day, everyone knew what was coming. There was disease panic in the air, fomented mostly by media and political figures. A month earlier, the idea of lockdown was unthinkable. There is fear in the air, I said, as I was sitting there talking to in the green room. He's there with another guest. He described him as a thin, wise-looking, bearded man with Freud-style glasses. Now, he's playing the part of a psychologist. Actually, the guy really is a psychologist. And he has that look down, right? Got a beard, got the Freud beard, the Freud glasses, and so forth. So anyway, he says, they're sitting there looking at each other, and he goes, there's fear in the air. And the guy said, yes, madness is all around us. The public is adopting a personality disorder I've been treating my whole career. He says, what is it you do? Well, I'm a practicing psychiatrist. I specialize in anxiety disorders, paranoid delusions, and irrational fear. I've been treating this and individuals as a specialist. And it's hard enough to contain these problems in normal times. What's happening now is a spread of this serious medical condition to the whole of the population. It can happen with anything, but we see here a primal fear of disease turning into mass panic. It seems almost deliberate. Oh, yes, it seems deliberate because it is deliberate. Just look at the Drudge Report. It is deliberate. Look at CNN. Look at any of the mainstream media. It is deliberate. And then he goes on to say what I've been telling you for 122 days. Not only is it deliberate, but the psychologist says it is tragic because once this starts, it could take years to repair the psychological damage. I have said from the beginning of this, Fauci has to go. We cannot go down this road, regardless, even when we didn't know what the disease was. You don't fight a disease. You don't fight a war against a disease by shutting down your infrastructure. What that does is that adds scarcity. It adds a whole new level of problems. It doesn't solve the underlying problem. Kind of like the war on drugs. You know, I was joking about the Onion at the top of the hour. Inconsolable Jeff Sessions tries to commit suicide by smoking a joint. That is no more ridiculous than his war on drugs. The war on drugs has not worked for, what is it, 71? So we're nearly 50 years. It doesn't work. It hasn't done anything to reduce drug usage or the enslavement of drugs. And I use the term enslavement. It's not addiction. Forget about addiction. That's a psychological term. Enslavement is a spiritual term. This is a spiritual problem. We have people who are enslaved to alcohol. We have people who are enslaved to drugs. Prohibition never helped any one of those. Today, we got people who are enslaved to pornography, to sex. I mean, you look at Pornhub, they're exploding. All the articles I see today, Pornhub is exploding. And they're offering free advertising to small business. We want to help you, right? Yeah. Yeah. What a lifeline that would be. But yeah, it's enslavement. And so, you know, to say that you're going to commit suicide by smoking a marijuana cigarette, I mean, you can't actually commit suicide by overdrinking. You can't overdose on marijuana. But he says, in the article, this is it. I've taken four puffs to make sure there's no chance of survival. It should only be a matter of minutes now. What a wretched, ignominious ending here. Goodbye, cruel world, and so forth. But that makes about as much sense. Poking fun of his reefer madness perspective on all of this. Yeah, drugs can be enslaving, but so can a drug war. So can a drug war that turns the cops into militarized SWAT teams, that turns them into highway robbers who take your property without any due process, never even charge you with a crime, let alone have you found guilty in a trial. Yeah. So what we have done with this is by doing the lockdown, we've done what we did with the drug war. We take a problem. We don't address that problem. Instead, we add many layers of many, many, many other issues that are destroying our society. But the key point here is that this is a psychological issue, and it is going to take years to repair the psychological damage, perhaps. And I've said from the very beginning, it's not enough to fire Fauci, who lied to the president, and now we know that he was lied to. We've, you know, shown how the Imperial College of London had a garbage model, garbage assumptions, and really garbage software that couldn't produce the same answer twice with the same input. I mean, what do you even call a program like that? I mean, I've never, ever seen anything that bad in all of my experience with computers and programming them. But, yeah, we were lied to by these people. But as I said, it's not enough to get rid of Fauci. You have to discredit him because of the psychological damage that's been done. All the Republican governors want to reopen and so forth. Most of the people, if you can't, like the small business owners were saying yesterday, if I open up and I can only do 50% occupancy, I can't stay in business. Well, let's say that the governor said you can have 100% occupancy, but 50% of the people are watching CNN, reading a Drudge Report, and they're afraid to come out of their homes because of what Fauci's been telling them, what the mainstream media has been telling them. And so he goes on to say that a favorite book of his back in high school was The Extraordinary Popular Delusions and Madness of Crowds by Charles McKay. Remember that? 1841. It's a classic. And he has a classic quote from it. I'll just read you part of that excerpt quoted that he had in here. In reading the history of nations, we find that like individuals, they have their whims and their peculiarities, their seasons of excitement and recklessness. We find that whole communities suddenly fix their minds upon one object and they go mad in its pursuit. We find that millions of people become simultaneously impressed with one delusion and run after it. Now, what is the delusion of our time? You know, at the time that he was writing, he wrote about things like the tulip bulb infatuation, how people sunk entire fortunes into buying a single tulip bulb. Or the South Sea stock madness, right? The stock market bubble. That suckered in Sir Isaac Newton, the guy who created calculus and Newtonian physics, who was able to calculate the tides. But he couldn't calculate the madness of crowds, and it sucked him in. He lost all of his money in the South Sea stock bubble. So what is our madness? Our delusion, given to us by Fauci, is masks and social distancing and vaccines. He goes on to say in this quote from The Madness of Crowds, men, it has been well said, think in herds. And it will be seen that they go mad in herds, while they only recover their senses slowly, one by one. Yeah, we're not talking about a herd immunity. We're talking about herd mentality. That's what's being cultivated now, the fear and the herd mentality, which is why I'm so distressed to see Trump cave to Fauci. Now, he's not going to fire him. He's not going to distance himself from him even anymore. No, no, no. We're on the same team here. I'm going to distance myself from Peter Navarro, who politely pointed out some of the many errors and lies of Fauci. Yeah, it seems like the madness has taken hold of the White House.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle-planned, blueprinted, war-gamed, field-marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit the, quote, death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie. So I was taking care of an errand this morning, and I wasn't even close to downtown, but I was parked on a little side street going to this business. When I came back out, I saw what looked like two Asian folks, probably Chinese, walking down the sidewalk about 50 yards up ahead of me. And here I am parked in a truck with the windows up. And the woman stops and points at me. So they stop and they wait while I'm inside my truck. Truck started. And they sit there and stretch. She keeps pointing. And they put their hands out like they're waiting for me to go because I'm not wearing a mask inside my car. And so then I just sat there. So they acted angry and walked past me. I almost shot a video of it on my phone, but everybody sees this stuff happening everywhere. This is mental illness. People are pulling guns on folks that aren't wearing masks. This is all cult programming. This is all about submitting. We cannot submit to this UN brainwashing. It's all a giant fraud. We must expose the fraud or become slaves to it.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just reading the op-ed piece from Jeffrey Tucker asking, when will the madness end? And he said, just before it began, he was in a green room for an interview that he was doing. He said, yeah, I can sense the fear in the air. The guy who was with him, a psychiatrist, said, yeah, I see this all the time. And it's difficult enough to treat with an individual. We're doing this as a society. He goes on to talk about how as a student in high school and even in 2005, now, he believed that we as a society were too sophisticated to fall for these kinds of things again. You know, we're different. We have technology, right? This is why if you don't understand history and if you don't watch the patterns of people, you repeat that. And we do repeat history. It does go in cycles. We're in a fourth turning. It's a very, very dangerous time. Been talking about this ever since I came to InfoWars. And now we are well into this fourth turning. Said, going back to Strauss and Howe, early 90s. Yeah, these types of 80 years or so, typically is big unrest, always financial. Oh, yeah, seeing that now. And they said sometime in the mid-2000s, there'll be some kind of a global financial crisis. Oh, yeah, okay. And this is continuing that. The greater depression that we are now beginning is really a continuation of the Great Recession. And then, of course, it is frequently as we reorganize society, and you can see that happening pretty clearly now, can't you? It's typically accompanied by war. This is what you need to be prepared for. The war is going to be against you, and it's going to be conducted largely by your own government. Because your own government, Americans, is the seat of globalist power. It's not just that the UN is in New York. Globalism is in the White House right now. Right now. And you can see this in what happened with Fauci. Now, if you couldn't see it enough with Operation Warp Speed, understand that what we have seen is the last whimper of dying conservatism in the White House with this Fauci stuff. But he goes on to say, when I wrote that in 2005, he goes, yeah, I was wrong. We are going to fall for the madness of crowds. And then he said, and as, you know, after about a month after all this, April of 2020, April 5th, he said, I wrote an article. With knowledge comes calm, rationality, possibly openness. He said, my thought was that the evidence by that time, we were only 1 month into it, but by that time we knew. We knew before it happened that wasn't the right thing to do. Even if it was going to be a dangerous disease, as I said, you don't shoot yourself in the foot when you're going out to fight a war, right? But he said, my thought then was that the evidence of the extremely discriminatory impact of the virus on people who were older than 70, yeah, on the high side of 70, really, with underlying conditions would cause a sudden realization this virus was behaving like a normal virus and we were not all going to die and we would use rationality and we would reopen. Now he says, I was preposterously wrong. The psychiatrist I met in New York was correct. The drug of fear had already invaded the public mind, and once there, it takes a very long time to recover. And we haven't even gotten started. Haven't even gotten started. You know, as I pointed out yesterday, we had the fake statistics, the inflated statistics that are happening in Florida. It's fear based on lies and propaganda. And as I pointed out, it's an information war, and now we are losing it. You know, Hillary Clinton was losing it at one point in time. Remember that famous quote? It's an information war. We're losing it. Well, now they've made sure that they have a monopoly on information with their policies on social media. And for that reason alone, Brad Parscale should have been fired. And I'm not sorry to see him go. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, pal. Because if you were the person in the 2016 campaign, and he was, who was responsible for President Trump's social media, and if you fail in that position, if you fail to understand how vital the voices of individuals, not just the alternative free press like us here at InfoWars, but if you fail to understand and to stand up for the voices of your supporters, let alone the timeless principles of free speech and the Constitution that you swore to uphold. But just from a pragmatic standpoint, because that's all Americans understand anymore is pragmatism, right? We don't understand or care for principles. We don't care about the Bill of Rights. We don't know what the Declaration of Independence was about. As you saw on July 4th, most of the college students don't even know what century the American Revolution was fought in. They certainly don't know anything about the founders of this country. Oh, they're just all slave owners. Purge them. Take their statues down. And I don't care about statues. But I do care about statutes, like the Constitution, that give them their authority, that they don't care about. But for that reason alone, Brad Parscale should have gone. The arrogance to think that, well, he clearly didn't understand what got President Trump elected. He clearly didn't understand the, essentially, if you will, the committees of correspondence operating through social media that were able to share articles, to discuss, to look at the propaganda that was coming from the media that has always controlled elections in the past. He didn't understand that. He let it be taken away. And now he's gone. That's a good move. But I don't know, when we look at the other moves that President Trump is making, I don't know that's going to be enough. And quite frankly, this is way beyond politics. In my opinion, any president who presides over the destruction of the American economy, the destruction of the Bill of Rights, who accelerates the eugenics vaccine program, and who demurs from even criticizing the man who has been Bill Gates' point man on all this, Fauci, that is not a person that I trust. President Trump lost my trust 122 days ago. And you could hope for a while that it was a mistake. I think it is a mistake, but I think it is a deliberate mistake. I no longer think he was gaslighted. I think he knows exactly what he's doing, unfortunately. There he is. He's wearing the mask now. Yeah. Sign of submission. And we know who he is submitting to, don't we? I'll explain that to you later. This is an article coming out of the UK. An NHS consultant there says staff are being silenced over COVID-19. This is coming from the Off Guardian. They said, you can find it on Zero Hedge, although we cannot verify his or her identity, we still think our readers should see this because it dovetails with other verified reports. And it dovetails with what we've been told by people who have gone on record here in America and been punished for doing it. The senator and long-term doctor in Wisconsin who bravely spoke out about how they were cooking the death certificates for COVID-19, and he is now being punished for that by the medical association. And so this person says, well, there is criminal gagging going on at all levels of the National Health Service in the UK. I'm a consultant at a regional hospital. I'd agreed to give an interview to an anti-lockdown activist in which I would reveal my identity, but I've changed my mind because all staff, no matter what grade, all hospitals have been warned that if they give any media interviews at all, they'll be summarily fired, and I have a family to support, he said. I'll tell you what he said when we come back. Stay with us.
Been on air 26 years. Starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared you know, the next time I saw him in a few months, and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up, okay? It's real. It's real.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just as in America, it is damaging to your career if you speak out about the fraud. As you point out, the doctor in Wisconsin, a state senator as well, but he's been a doctor for a very long time. Now the medical board is investigating him. Why? Because he told people that they were being, he read and exposed orders from the, I think it was from the CDC, basically saying, this is how you count it. If you're suspicious at all, you don't even need to test the people. You just count it as a COVID death. And he exposed that early on. Here we are about a month later. They're coming for his practice. And so this person in the UK, an NHS consultant, says, well, I was going to do an interview with lockdown, anti-lockdown activist, and I would have done this on record, but now we've been told that all staff, no matter what grade, at all hospitals have been warned they will not give any media interviews at all or make any statements to any press, mainstream or small independent. If they do, they will immediately be suspended without pay. And so he goes, so I can't give you my identity, but here, in my opinion, and that of many of my colleagues, there has been no COVID pandemic, certainly not in the Surrey region where he works. And I've heard from other colleagues this picture is the same throughout the country. Our hospital would normally expect to see around 350,000 patients a year. About 95,000 patients are admitted to the hospital in a normal year. We would expect to see a similar figure, perhaps 100,000 patients, pass through our A&E department. But in the months from March to June, inclusive, we would normally expect to see about 100,000 outpatients, about 30,000 patients admitted to the hospital, perhaps 30,000 pass through A&E. This year, and these figures are almost impossible to get a hold of, we are over 95% down on those numbers. In effect, the hospital has been pretty much empty for that entire period. Now, what have we seen from the very beginning of this? Remember all the videos we had all over this country and other countries? Activists walking in, especially in New York, with video phones saying, look at this, there's nobody here. There's nobody in the parking lot, and on and on. And this is what's happening. You don't go bankrupt in the middle of a real pandemic. You don't have all your nurses just doing TikTok videos, right? But yeah, the hospitals are empty. And I understand they could take some time off to do a video. They don't work them around the clock. And I understand a lot of them are highly overworked. But as we played for you in North Carolina at the beginning of the shutdown, the group that was trying to get the Democrat governor there to relent and to open up, one of the speakers there was a nurse, and she's, as she's speaking, talking about how empty their hospitals are, how they're going out of business, how she's not getting as much work as she typically did. She said, you know, a lot of times during flu season, we're 110% active, you know, in terms of capacity. And she said, it's not unusual at all for us to have crap. But now this is unusual because we're not. And as she's speaking, she gets a text from her supervisor asking her if she'd like to go ahead and take some time off because they don't really need her. This is in the middle of the pandemic as these people are begging the Democrat governor to open up. And she's a nurse. And so, yeah, you don't go bankrupt at hospitals in a pandemic. But there's nothing to see here. Just move along. And I'm sure that all of these people who are speaking out, all the people who are showing us videos of the empty hospitals and no patients there about anything, no, they're all just making that up, and we should believe Fauci and the White House, because now the White House is standing solidly behind Fauci, in case you didn't notice, just like they're standing solidly behind Bill Gates and his vaccine agenda. So he goes on to say, the few COVID cases that we have had get repeatedly tested. Listen to that. The few cases that we have get repeatedly tested, and every test counts as a new case. So you got a patient in there, you test him every day. Every day you test him and he's positive, got another case. And we've had that exposed. This is not the first time we've heard this either. They showed another verification of that. He said the trust, this is the, you know, the management there, the hospitals in the UK. The trust has been running empty ambulances during the lockdown, and it's still doing it now. By this, I mean ambulances are driving around with their emergency alert systems active, sirens and lights, but with no job to go to. Does this sound familiar? I just read for you a couple of days ago, the mayor of Phoenix, who was called out. She said, yeah, we're bringing in refrigerated trucks for bodies to use as morgues. And then the hospital group there came out and said, no, we've got plenty of morgue space. We don't need it. Maybe what she was talking about was the fact that we said, we discussed implementing this as part of a contingency plan, but at this point it's not needed. Kind of like the 2,500 bed emergency tent hospital that was set up in New York. Trump sent the army in there to set up 2,500 beds. They didn't use any of them. And they quietly moved away. Did you see the headlines on the Drudge Report and CNN when they packed up and left without any patients? No, I don't remember seeing those either. Did you see the headlines about that when the hospital ship left New York without having treated anybody? No, you didn't see that either. And as they're talking about Arizona and Texas and so forth, and they're saying, well, here in Phoenix, and I was like, no, you don't need refrigerated trucks because you are running out of morgue capacity because so many people are dying. That's not true, said the hospitals. Same thing happened in San Antonio and Houston, especially in Houston, as you had politicians and the press telling everybody, look, cases are going up and we don't have enough hospital space. And you had four different administrators of hospitals in Houston say, this is not the case. This is being misrepresented. They're testing everybody that comes in for any reason. And if they test positive, a lot of them we put in the hospital and they count that. But we're not running out of space here. They're running out of money because hospitals are empty. And here in the U.S., they get $19,000 if they have a COVID patient in their hospital. But he goes on to say, indeed, jokes are being made about the measures in the U.K. I have heard staff express amazement that despite warnings on the packets and at the point of sale, telling people that masks are totally ineffective and dangerous, the public is still buying them because a politician has told them so. See, this is another exact parallel to the vaccines that are coming. We've been telling you for years, read the insert. Don't listen to the politician. Don't listen to Fauci. Don't listen to the CDC. Read the insert for yourself. They have to put that there. And so they said, same thing's happening with the masks. We're joking about it. We're laughing about it as medical staff. There's warnings on the packet that they're not effective and that they're dangerous. But the people buy it because the politician tells them to do so. Same reason that they will take the vaccine. We have canceled the vast majority of operations. All these elective surgeries have been canceled. All staff that are responsible for this have been encouraged, wherever possible, to put COVID-19 complications as the reason for death. The fact is that regardless of what you actually die of in a hospital, it's likely that COVID-19 will feature on your death certificate. We've been seeing this from multiple sources. Remember, COVID-19 says itself, or he or she, cannot kill. What kills is complications from the virus, typically things like pneumonia. This is why you take azithromycin along with HCQ and zinc. These complications are in reality incredibly rare, but they have been featured. Yeah, feature article. Anybody that dies, a feature article on them worldwide and a Drudge link. But they have featured, and they're featured in a large amount of death certificates issued in recent months, have COVID-19 as the underlying cause. Same thing we're seeing here. He said, I find it increasingly hard to live with what I've been involved in, and I'm sorry that this has happened. And to this end, I would simply say this. Politicians have not changed. The country has made a fatal mistake and has started trusting them without questions. This is the fatal mistake. This is the fatal mistake of conservatives as well as liberals. To trust politicians, to trust men, to trust people who take away your liberty. People in power. You should regard with suspicion anybody who approaches a precious jewel of liberty. And you should hold them to a high standard if they have the power to take it. And you should be mad as hell when they go ahead and take it anyway. And we'll talk about Trump when we come back. Stay with us.
Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do. And they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19 to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
So I was taking care of an errand this morning, and I wasn't even close to downtown, but I was parked on a little side street going to this business. When I came back out, I saw what looked like two Asian folks, probably Chinese, walking down the sidewalk about 50 yards up ahead of me. And here I am parked in a truck with the windows up, and the woman stops and points at me, so they stop and they wait while I'm inside my truck. Truck started, and they sit there and stretch. She keeps pointing, and they put their hands out like they're waiting for me to go because I'm not wearing a mask inside my car. And so then I just sat there, so they acted angry and walked past me. I almost shot a video of it on my phone, but everybody sees this stuff happening everywhere. This is mental illness. People are pulling guns on folks that aren't wearing masks. This is all cult programming. This is all about submitting. We cannot submit to this UN brainwashing. It's all a giant fraud. We must expose the fraud or become slaves to it. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Headed for the world, and that is a massive vaccine, and it's coming at warp speed, and it's being produced by the Trump administration. And I think any hope that President Trump is going to do the right thing and stop being the puppet for Gates and his vaccine agenda, stop allowing Fauci the fraud to lie this country into a shutdown and lie us into this vaccine. I think all of that has basically been thrown out the door yesterday afternoon as President Trump defended Fauci. You finally had Peter Navarro take some very light jabs at him. I mean, very, very light. And he said things like, well, you know, the president really wanted to lock down the country at the very beginning, and Fauci was reluctant to do that. And President Trump actually wanted to do more than Fauci. I mean, that really. And then saying, yeah, the president was taking this a lot more seriously than Fauci did. Remember, he's flip-flopped on masks and so forth. So he had about 3 points. And I thought they were just basically little taps. I mean, you want to hear, come on this program and I'll give you some talking points, Peter Navarro. Anybody from the Trump administration wants some talking points, try to talk some sense into Trump, if in fact he wants to be talked to. I'm quite frankly, I don't think he's uninformed. I think he's disloyal to us, to the Constitution. We had, of course, wasn't just the statement by Navarro, but it was also a couple little, you know, snide remarks on Twitter that the president loves to do. And then there were anonymous, two senior officials reported the Washington Post I'm sorry, it was ABC News. Two senior level White House sources anonymously told ABC News that Fauci has been at times referred to among aides to the President Trump as by President Trump has referred to him as Dr. Gloom and Doom. Yeah, he is Dr. Doom with a mask and everything, you know, from Marvel Comics. Anyway, the document obtained by ABC News from sources who confirmed the effort to discredit Fauci said in part, quote, several White House officials are concerned about the number of times Dr. Fauci has been wrong on things. Yeah, actually, he has been wrong. He's been wrong on a lot of things. You know, he was right about some things, actually, amazingly enough. Going back to 2005, a pandemic at the time, if you recall, 15 years ago, we had a swine flu scare, and they called it a pandemic. The WHO called it a pandemic. You know what a pandemic is? The difference between a pandemic and an epidemic. This is not a joke. Actually, WHO is a joke, but no, the difference between an epidemic is when you have a large number percentage of the population coming down with a particular disease, and they have a specific percentage of that. But then when you have a pandemic, that means that every country in the world has an epidemic. This is not a pandemic. It is a plandemic. I read you the story, the comments from a listener in Cambodia who's originally from Belgium, listens to this program on a regular basis, and he said, yeah, there have been zero deaths in Cambodia. We've had a grand total in this country of, I think it was 16.7 million people, I'm going from memory. And they've had, at the time, 140 cases. That was last week. 140 cases, zero deaths. And yet, they're treating it as a pandemic. And you've got both the EU and China muscling in there, offering cash. And in exchange, they want to get some information from you. You know, just like Cuomo does if you come into his state. It's all about collecting. We just need a little bit of info for you for our files. Don't worry, Mrs. Robinson. It's for your good. It's for your health. Anyway, no, it's not. 2005, it was not a pandemic because we didn't have an epidemic here in the United States. And at the time, what Fauci did was he approved hydroxychloroquine to fight a coronavirus 15 years ago. He says, quote, nobody needed to die. This is an article from True Pundit. In connection with the SARS outbreak of 2005, NIH researched chloroquine and concluded that it was effective to stop the SARS coronavirus in its tracks. In Virology Journal, the official publication of Fauci's branch of the NIH, in 2005, August the 22nd, 2005, chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. The chloroquine has strong antiviral effects on SARS-CoV infection of primate cells. These inhibitory effects are observed when the cells are treated with the drug either before or after exposure to the virus, suggesting both prophylactic and therapeutic advantage. So Fauci's publication in 2005, Virology Journal, his own publication, said we've tested this and it is very effective to treat as well as to prevent SARS-CoV. And that was in 2005. And that was the strain that we had at the time. But now he pretends they don't know anything about it, right? But of course, Fauci never lies about anything. He's never wrong about anything. And he's an expert. Fauci has known for 15 years that chloroquine and its even milder derivative, hydroxychloroquine, will not only treat current cases of coronavirus therapeutically, but prevent future cases prophylactically. So hydroxychloroquine functions as both a cure and a vaccine, right? If you can use a drug to keep you from getting something, it kind of functions the same as a vaccine, doesn't it? And if we were to start to manufacture hydroxychloroquine, I wonder how difficult it would be to manufacture hydroxychloroquine in large amounts. I mean, it's not patented, right? So you don't have to pay off any big pharmaceutical companies. I just read to you yesterday how there are hundreds of millions of dollars being spent to upgrade factories for Corning glass just so that they can create enough glass vials to contain all the toxic vaccines that they're currently putting out without any testing. They're going to have them ready by the end of the year. The big bottleneck is the bottle. They don't have enough vials for their vial toxins. And so if you're going to spend, you know, $450 million to Moderna, another $450 million plus to Pfizer, if you're going to spend $1.2 billion to AstraZeneca to manufacture this stuff, another one to Novavax to manufacture, $1.6 billion, they've got $10 billion that they're going to spend on this. I wonder how much of this hydroxychloroquine you could make for $10 billion, given the fact that it costs about a dollar a dose. It's not only a massive payoff, it is a betrayal of this country to pretend that you don't have any treatment so that you can keep everybody locked down and create a global depression. And this is what is being done by the White House. Dr. Fauci's NIH in 2005 said, quote, concentrations of 10 micrograms completely abolished SARS-CoV infection. The Anthony Fauci of France, who has a similar position, had such spectacular success using hydroxychloroquine to treat victims of COVID-19. He said back in February 25th this year, it's game over for coronavirus. Game over, man. Game over. We found a treatment. Now we can't lock down the economies and we can't, you know, kill people with vaccines. Game over, man. No, he was actually happy about it. But anyway, globalist politicians have kept this going. He and a team of researchers, the French guy, reported the use of HCQ administered with both azithromycin and zinc cured 79 of 80 patients with only, quote, rare and minor, unquote, adverse events. In conclusion, they said, we confirm the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine associated with azithromycin in the treatment of COVID-19 and its potential effectiveness in the early impairment of contagiousness. So what's the response in America? You have Fauci trash-talking it. You have Governor Cuomo banning the use of it on March the 6th. Not even 2 weeks after that in France. Cuomo banned it as he told the nursing homes, you can't refuse to admit somebody who's sick into the nursing home. And so 40% of the deaths have occurred in nursing homes. Democrat governors of Nevada and Michigan soon banned it. And by March 28th, the whole country was under incarceration. March 23rd, Vladimir Zelenko reported that he treated about 500 coronavirus patients with HCQ and had seen an astonishing 100% success rate. Fauci dismissed it, sneering, that's anecdotal. We don't know. He knew 15 years ago. He is a lying dictator, and he is in control of the White House. All right, folks, we've got to go to break. I've got more on this when we come back. I'll tell you what's been happening. But in the last afternoon, take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our Christmas in July special, free shipping, up to 60% off, and double Patriot points for future discounts on products. InfoWarsStore.com.
Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. That we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government, and we as American citizens must say no.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't seduce me.
That That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's five different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, as all of you know, I mean, it was absolutely amazing the links that Fauci has gone to trash talk a very effective treatment, HCQ, over 53 studies worldwide showing how effective it is. And, of course, the big smoking gun is the fact that Fauci and the NIH knew this and talked about it at length in 2005, 15 years ago, about how with that SARS, COVID, the coronavirus, it was very effective both as treatment and as preventative. And then before they trash talked it, you had other countries, France and elsewhere, where you had the medical experts saying, look, we found that it works with this coronavirus too. Oh no. Oh no, no. That's just anecdotal. We don't know anything about that. I can't do that. But what's the standard of care? Well, it's remdesivir, a drug made by a drug company, Gilead, that Fauci has pushed over and over again for everything that comes up. And don't tell me this guy doesn't have financial connections to them. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said back in the middle of April, when we were only about 30 days into this thing that has now gone for 122 days, he said at that time, he slammed Fauci. He went on a podcast with Thomas Paine. He described Fauci as a workplace tyrant who has ruined the careers of upstanding physicians and researchers in order to cover up scandals and costly medical research disasters at the NIH, where he has served as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And he said Fauci didn't want the American public to know that he has poisoned an entire generation of Americans, saying that he targeted a whistleblower who was trying to uncover the blood supply in the country that was tainted with deadly strains. Yeah, he is a salesperson for big pharmaceutical companies. And yet, what we had happen yesterday, as I pointed out, you had a couple of things happen beginning on Tuesday. You had Peter Navarro write an op-ed piece, and I think it was USA Today that published it. And then at the same time, you had ABC News have some statements given to them anonymously by White House staffers saying, you know, President Trump is, making some comments about how he's not happy with Fauci and calling him Dr. Doom and Dr. Gloom and so forth. And so Fauci comes back and criticizes Navarro. As a matter of fact, now the media is just pandering. Amazingly, how they are pandering to Fauci. They're saying that he is revered in the medical community. That's what Reuters, how Reuters puts it. The 79-year-old doctor who has been at the helm of the NIH infectious diseases since the early days of AIDS and has been a leading researcher in the fight for AIDS. And of course, he really hasn't done anything there either, has he? What have they done with that? Well, they've been able to contain it somewhat for the people who are at risk, but did they shut down the country because of AIDS? Oh, no, no. They didn't do that. But then they said, basically, he's revered. He is absolutely revered. And so, when we come back, I'm going to play you the comments from Fauci as well as from Trump yesterday. It is absolutely pretty amazing when you look at this. Again, it was Navarro who made the statements. Fauci has been wrong about everything I interacted with him on. He went public on USA Today. He said the president was going to take down flights from China. Fauci fought against that. In late January, he was telling the news media, don't worry about this. And he was still telling the public the China virus was low risk in February. And he was telling everybody, don't wear a mask. And now look at what he's doing. Oh, we'll never be out of this until you get a vaccine, right? But don't worry, his other pals at Moderna are on it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Three reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, so as Peter Navarro openly criticizes, as two people contact ABC News and say, you know, President Trump's not really too happy with Fauci. There are some rumors that Fauci had been left out of some of these meetings. And so there was hope from some of us, including me, that President Trump was finally going to pull back from this guy, perhaps fire him. CNN said, can Trump fire Fauci? No, he can't. You can only get rid of these people for cause. For cause? Are you kidding me? Somebody lying about hydroxychloroquine that they said 15 years ago was effective both to prevent and to cure the coronavirus then, and that he continued to trash it? And to mock President Trump when President Trump finally pulled it out there because it was so well known. To shut it down, to keep this country shut down, to let people die. That's not enough cause to fire somebody. Are you kidding me? It's enough cause to keep me from supporting this White House. So let's play video clip number one. We have the White House in a press conference. Kayla McEnany. Was asked a very pointed question. Why aren't these people courageous enough to come out and confront Fauci? And why are they doing this anonymously? Here's what the press secretary had to say. Video clip one.
Why not have the guts to trash Dr. Fauci with your own
hands? Why not have the guts to fire him?
So, President Trump, I'll refer you back. There's no opposition research being dumped to reporters. We were asked a very specific question by the Washington Post, and that question was, President Trump noted that Dr. Fauci had made some mistakes, and we provided a direct answer to what was a direct question.
All right. So Fauci goes, let's stop this nonsense. Let's fight the coronavirus. And so as a result, you know, he had all these interviews and everybody's asking him, you know, what about your credibility? You know, these people are attacking you and, you know, you're such a hero to all of us in the press for ushering in communism within 1 month. I mean, nobody's been able to do that except for Fauci. I mean, he's better than Mao. And here's what Fauci said. Video clip number two.
For the most part, you can trust respected medical authorities.
No, yeah.
Trust you know, I believe I'm one of them, so I think you can trust me.
You can trust
But I would stick with respected medical authorities who have a track record of telling the truth.
Gotta have a criminal record.
Who have a track record of giving information and policy and recommendations based on scientific evidence and good data. So if I were to give advice to you and your family and your friends of your family, I would say that's the safest bet to do, to listen to the recommendations from that category of people. But it's entirely understandable how the public can get mixed messages and then get a bit confused about what they should do.
Yeah, if there's any confusion, don't pay any attention to what he said 2 months ago, what he said 15 years ago. You know, you don't need the mask. You need the mask. Hydroxychloroquine? Oh, yeah. Oh, that 2005? It cured it. And it did it again this year. But, oh, no. That's anecdotal there, right? So, yeah, you want to go with respected medical authority. And again, so many people in this country don't understand what authority is. And they're respecting the wrong authority. He is not to be respected. Then finally, however, President Trump does respect him. I'm ashamed of the fact that he does. Video clip number 3.
I can't explain Peter Navarro. He's in a world by himself.
President Trump has made similar criticisms of Fauci, but today tried to distance himself.
Well, that's Peter Navarro.
Dr. Fauci, seen at today's coronavirus task force meeting at the White House, called the efforts to discredit him bizarre, especially when the pandemic is raging.
They realize that was a major mistake on their part because it doesn't do anything but reflect poorly on them.
In an interview with Nora for InStyle magazine, Fauci said, "I don't like to be pitted against the president.
I have a very good relationship with Dr. Fauci, and we're all in the same team."
Yeah, we're all on the same team. I believe him. I believe him. So Fauci says, it doesn't do anything but reflect poorly on them. Ultimately, it hates the president to do that. And ultimately, I think it's going to hurt Peter Navarro. We know who's got the power in the White House. It's Fauci, not Navarro. So yesterday, President Trump says he's got a good relationship with them. We're all on the same team. Fauci says he's walking a tightrope here. People are trying to pit him against the president. But, you have to trust the medical authorities. Trust me. He knows what's good for you. He knows what's safe. And, he's going to tell you can trust the vaccine because that's where this is all headed. Trump had shared a tweet from Chuck Woolery saying that everybody is lying. And so they took that as a President Trump pushing back against Fauci, but no, we're on the same team. And you had a top member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force come in after President Trump retweeted Chuck Woolery's thing that everybody is lying about this stuff, and we know they are. Every day I spend an hour of this program going over all the different lies in detail. And President Trump took a lot of criticism for that, and he took criticism from the top member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, the admiral, the naval admiral, who is in charge of vaccine distribution. That guy. None of us lie. None of us lie. Yeah. Just remember that. So meanwhile, Fauci has never had it so good. He's posing on the cover of InStyle magazine, as you can see. He ditched his go-to tie and his face mask for the photo shoot, and he put on sunglasses like a boss. That's right, taking a victory lap there. Because, this is going to be to the detriment of Trump. Because you've got Peter Navarro coming out and making some remarks. You don't have any real doctors. You don't have any medical experts. You don't have epidemiologists like Dr. Ioannidis from Stanford, who was talking about how phony this was. You don't have anybody who's going to go in and talk about their garbage program built on garbage assumptions without any data because they didn't have any tests. You're not going to deconstruct him on that. You're not going to deconstruct him on the lies. Fauci came out and said, "We lied to you because we didn't have enough masks for the heroes." Well, okay, we all had the cloth masks. Nobody's wearing N95 masks that I see out on the streets. Everybody's wearing cartoon masks because this is a cartoon event. And so, as Politico is saying, the Trump team is now launching a sweeping loyalty test to shore up its defenses. And the question is, Loyal to who? Loyal to the president? Loyal to Moderna, Gilead, other big pharmaceutical companies? Loyal to the Gates Foundation? Loyal to CEPI? Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness that was launched by Gates back in 2007, back in 2017 at Davos? Laying out the blueprint for what President Trump is doing with Operation Warp Speed right now and funding it to the tune of $10 billion. And so you got the CDC director saying that Trump and Pence should wear masks all the time to set an example. Of course, we have had both of them wearing masks to set an example for all of us. An example of submission and of loyalty to Fauci and to Gates. And so John Rappaport writes yesterday, Mr. Trump, the state politicians are cracking down the people again. You got Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington, has focused on the moral responsibility to family and community to wear, to mask up, along with a new order Tuesday, extending mandatory masks in all indoor public places. If people are not wearing a mask, simply don't ring up the sale. This is a key to keeping businesses open. And we'll talk about how that's being rolled out by Walmart nationally. And so where is your army? Ask John Rappaport. Well, I know where the army is. The army is going to be distributing the vaccines. And guess who the first people are going to be to get the vaccines? It's going to be the military. I really feel sorry for those who are enrolled in the enlisted in the military. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, Infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks, be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. You pay for illegal aliens' health care, but you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones,
how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As everybody looked at what Trump was saying about Fauci, they're trying to read the tea leaves here. It was because you retweeted from Mark Young, who co-hosts a podcast with Chuck Woolery. This is what the tweet said. So based on Dr. Fauci and the Democrats, I will need an ID card to go shopping, but not to vote. Yeah, that's about right. And it's not the Democrats, Mark. It's Republican governors like Greg Abbott. I need to have a mask to go into any stores now or any restaurants here in Texas. But I could go vote without a mask. Isn't that nice? So the land of the free, that is what passes for freedom in 2020 in America. And so as we look at this and how things are moving in the White House, you've got Vice President Pence say the GOP is now considering moving the convention outdoors. The pressure is having effect, even on DeSantis. And I guess we'll just have to move the convention outdoors. I think they'll just probably shut it down altogether. Republicans fear coronavirus will force scaling back Trump's Florida convention. Oh, you can count on that. I don't think they'll be able to keep their spines together before that is taken down. And so the question is put out by New American, do states really need a lockdown? Because we have intensive care unit beds filling up. And they're right about this. The left always wants to ration goods and services because they think they're scarce. According to Healthline.com, people who think they have COVID-19 or any other viral infection should, quote, stay home and get plenty of rest. Why? Because, as the site notes, about 80% of people recover from COVID-19 without needing hospitalization or special treatment. As a matter of fact, they talk about the statistics put out by the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. And as the curve was ramping up, they took a look at what was happening when they got tests at the hospital. They said they tested 16,000 people. And of them, they found 8% were positive. That means 92% didn't have it. But what happened of the 8% of the people who were positive? Well, of those, 29% were treated as inpatients in the hospital. They were admitted to the hospital. And 8.7% were treated in the intensive care unit. Now, what percentage of the total population that they tested, the 16,000 people, was that? Well, that 29% of the 8% turns out to be 2%. And the 8.7% of the 8% turns out to be about 6.5%. And the rest of the people, first of all, notice that 62% of the people, 92% of the people tested, negative. But, you know, when we look at what happened with, Florida, we now have that report I put out yesterday that, they had inflated the rates. They said, you had Fox 35 look at it and said, we've got a lot of counties that are reporting 100%. And then look at how high some of these counties are, you know, 70, 80, 90% and so forth. They found one county that it was 9.4% and they reported as 98% positive. Another one that they had 6% of the people who tested positive and they reported that as 76%. Now they're trying to spin that now. And so you have ABC come in after Fox News did that report and said, what's going on? They went to the hospitals and said, no, here's the data. We tested only 6% of the people positive. They said, well, it was 76%. Well, now they're saying, well, we had a mistake. At some of the places, they thought they only had to report positive results. That's why we had several of them reporting 100%. Okay, fine. You didn't report any negative cases. But what about the people who took a 6% positive and reported as 76% positive, or the people who took a 9.4% positive and reported it as 98% positive? That does not explain it away. But, you know, when we look at this and the statement from the New American, leftists always want to ration goods and services because they think they're scarce. There's a great article from the Federalist that goes back to November of last year. November of last year, how a Russian's grocery store trip in 1989 exposed the lie of socialism. Now, the Soviet Union fell November the 9th, 1989, and so they were doing this on the anniversary. They're doing it on the 30th anniversary this last fall in November. And they were doing stories on the fall of the Soviet Union. And they said, the Soviet Union probably really fell a few months before the wall was actually taken down. And here's why. 2 months earlier, September 16th, 1989, Boris Yeltsin was a newly elected member of the Soviet Parliament visiting the U.S. Following a scheduled visit to the Johnson Space Center, Yeltsin and a small entourage made an unscheduled stop at a Randall's grocery store in Clear Lake, a suburb of Houston. He was amazed by the aisles of food and stocked shelves, a sharp contrast to the bread lines and the empty columns that he was accustomed to in Russia. They reported that he roamed the aisles of Randall's, nodding his head in amazement. He said, how much does this cost? Do you need a special education to manage a supermarket? Are all American stores like this? Do you need a special education to make sure that you get the store's shelves filled? No, actually, they should have handed him a copy of Leonard Reed's I, Pencil. We don't have central planning. That's why the shelves are full, Boris. And yet, what happened? Right? He went on to say, later on, he said it made him feel sick to look at the differences between their centrally planned system and ours that is not centrally planned at the time. He said, when I saw those shelves crammed with hundreds of thousands of cans, cartons, and goods of every possible sort, for the first time I felt, quite frankly, sick with despair for the Soviet people. He later wrote in his autobiography. He said that such a potentially rich country as ours has been brought to a state of such poverty that is terrible to think of. And folks, I feel like Boris Yeltsin today. To think that our country, under the leadership or the lack of leadership of President Trump, under the lies of Fauci, has been pushed into a situation where we've got shortages on shelves, we have shortages on a lot of things, that we have a greater depression coming here because of government mandates, because of central planning. And this is the GOP as well as the Democrats. This is, don't make this into a partisan thing. Wake up and understand what's going on. Get rid of your misplaced partisan and politician loyalty. Take a clear look at what is happening around you and understand we are being forced into a Soviet system. And there's no reason for it. The GOP is nothing but the boiling frog party. It's only a difference in degrees. They cook you a little slower, at a little lower temperature than the Democrats do, so that you don't wake up. Oh, we got Trump in the White House, and he loves Fauci. They're on the same team, he said.
Three reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism. Cool that under the megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now. And the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for. Because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there are still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality. A war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to talk about what's going on in Twitter, and we're going to talk about what's going on with the dollar, what's about to go on with both of them, as well as with cybersecurity in just a second. Got a couple more things I want to say, though, as I was talking about how perhaps, I love this, the way the Federalists put it, maybe it was a grocery store visit by Boris Yeltsin that brought the wall down. Because when he went to the grocery store outside of Houston, he just couldn't believe it. How much does this cost? Do you need a special education to do something like this? No, no, no. You need an understanding of free markets. He said, even the Politburo doesn't have this kind of choice. Not even Mr. Gorbachev. And he said it was a turning point in his life to see that, to realize that a country that should be rich, like Russia, was poor because politics had taken over everything. And now we have seen that happen in this country, haven't we? And immediately, you get shortages. Well, we're just going to shut down restaurants. And what does that do? That causes food shortages everywhere. Oh, gee, I wouldn't have thought that would happen. And it doesn't matter if you've got a special degree. Nobody is smart enough to centrally plan the economy. They don't even have enough information. And so when we look at the state of America today, Zero Hedge points out, in less than 14 days, the government will sever its $600 per week unemployment lifeline. That's where we are. They've taken a once proud nation, and they've taken those among us who worked the hardest, who had the most hope, who created small businesses, and they've bankrupted them. They've turned everybody else into beggars. Here's the story from Zero Hedge. Even scarier than the pandemic for some in this country is the idea that they may have to actually get off of the couch, look for employment once again, and earn money the old-fashioned way, doing something productive. At the same time, these benefits end. The Fed will continue, however, to pump billions, if not trillions, of dollars into capital markets, facilitating an even further spread between the haves and the have-nots. One 63-year-old former maintenance supervisor interviewed by Bloomberg called the extra $600 a week a lifeline to our pre-pandemic existence. He says, it's going to put me in an extremely uncomfortable and possibly threatening situation with my housing to lose this. A 33-year-old in New Jersey is earning about twice what she was making at her job from unemployment assistance. So she's doubled her income, as many of them said. And she says, she's been using it to pay down some debts, but she says, I've been looking for a job ever since I was laid off back in March, and I haven't been able to find anything. If I don't have that $600, I'm going to be screwed. A former bar manager, laid off in March, says that even with the added benefits, it still falls short of what she was making earlier this year. She says, I don't know what will happen. I don't know that I'll be able to make my bills or buy enough food, she concluded. And so Zero Hedge says, well, maybe somebody ought to tell her to become a corporate bond fund manager and the Fed will take care of the rest. She can go from $600 a week in free money to trillions of dollars in free money overnight. Or maybe you could learn to code, right? Which is basically what Ivanka was telling everybody. Find something new. Along with Tim Cook. Yeah, learn to code or whatever. Find something new. Yeah, like the lady said, I've been trying to get a job. And she said, even though I'm doing okay at this point in time, I don't, even making more than I did, but I can't find a job. So the second stimulus check, writes CNET, all these articles today about stimulus, when's this next stimulus check going to come? This is what Americans have been reduced to because of fiat orders from a White House. Guidelines and recommendations is all it is. You know, Fauci makes the guidelines and recommendations. Trump repeats the Fauci guidelines and recommendations. The governors, Democrat and Republican, implement those guidelines and recommendations. Shutting down businesses, killing jobs. The official report is 33 million people who have lost their jobs. That's not true. It's far more than that. Second stimulus check, writes CNET. When would it arrive? These are the crucial dates to know. And I want you to get the gist of this article. What have Americans been turned into as beggars? Well, they're watching like a hawk when the Senate's going to come back and then when they're going to go on recess again. And will they be able to get this bill through in time so I can get my check? I remember back in the early 90s when I was doing the newsletter for the Libertarian Party in North Carolina. And there was one article that I came across, and it was about Switzerland. And they said, the typical person in Switzerland doesn't even know the name of who the president of Switzerland is, because the president of Switzerland doesn't have any effect on their lives. We know the name of the president, don't we? We know everything that he's doing. All we do all day is watch what the president's doing. And now all we do is watch what the Senate's going to do, because the Senate has the economic power to keep bread on our table. We don't. That power has been taken away from us thanks to the president and Fauci. So, this week, says CNET, the Senate is currently on a planned recess that began on Friday, July 3rd and runs until this Friday, July 17th. The Senate is scheduled to return to work on Monday, July 20th. This is important to know because this is where your money is coming from. July 20th through August the 7th. McConnell said his office has been working on a proposal for several weeks. So that gives the Senate 15 working days, not including weekends, until August the 7th, because they're not going to work on weekends to keep food on your table. The last day of its session is August 7th. So what if the Senate misses the August 7th deadline? Well, they're going to go on vacation again from August the 10th to September the 7th. They're going to take another month vacation. They've just taken a two-week vacation. They're going to come back for 15 days, and they'll take a month vacation. It's recess. And that will last through Labor Day, Monday, September 7th. So you better hope that they get your check together. And then Reuters says Americans on COVID-19 jobless benefits spent more than they did when they were working. See, we haven't learned our lesson yet, have we, collectively? Researchers analyzed transactions for 61,000 households that received unemployment benefits between March and May. Spending dropped for all the households as the virus spread and led to business shutdowns. But then it rose when the households began receiving jobless benefits. That contrasts with a typical recession, when households receiving unemployment benefits usually cut spending by 7%. Because regular jobless benefits amount to only a fraction of a person's prior earnings. That wasn't the case this time. And let me tell you that when reality catches up to us, it's going to be even more painful because of what the Federal Reserve and the federal government is doing, protecting us from that reality. And, of course, it's not just the people who are out of a job. It's the teachers who are out of the classroom but still collecting a paycheck. And here in Texas, the classrooms can stay closed this fall, and they will not lose any state funding. There you go. Still pay them. And it'll go on our tab, right? Our tax tab. As their head reports from the Foundation for Economic Freedom, or Education, I should say. Back to school, no thanks, says millions of newly homeschooled parents. With dehumanizing COVID-19 restrictions awaiting students at schools, many parents are opting to keep on homeschooling. And what are some of those things? Well, the recommendations from the CDC are this. Strict social distancing, all-day mask wearing for students and teachers, daily health checks, no gym, no cafeteria, and restricted playground access. So for one Florida mother, that they talked to, these social distancing expectations and pandemic response measures prompted her to commit to homeschooling for her kids aged 13, 8, and 5. She said mandated masks, as well as rigid, arbitrary rules and requirements regarding the use and location of their bodies, will serve to dehumanize, disconnect, and intimidate students. She forgot deliberately dumbing them down as well. Those have always been the on the menu, not just in the cafeteria, but throughout the school experience. And it gets worse all the time. And so now, at this point, at least a third of the parents are saying, this is enough. We're not going to do this anymore. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle planned, blueprinted, war gamed, field marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit that, quote, death numbers are dropping, because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie. Americans have had freedom for so long.
and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth, and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
Affordable Food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, Walmart is now going to start requiring customers to wear masks. This will be starting July 20th. They said about 65% of its stores, about 5,000 stores, including Sam's Club locations, 65% of them are located in areas where there is no government mandate on face covering. So think about that. And only 35% of their stores, they have government regulations. So Walmart is going to extend this. This isn't a reaction to the government. The big corporations are the government. The big corporations are pushing this. We will require all shoppers to wear a face covering starting Monday, July 20th. As the CDC says, everyone should wear a cloth face covering, because, you know, cloth is so effective at screening out microscopic bacteria that can't even be screened out with an N95 mask. N95, it takes out 95% of the particles bigger than coronavirus particles. And then the CDC says, face coverings are meant to protect other people, just like vaccines. Vaccines are meant to protect other people, not you. You're going to get hurt by vaccines, most likely. But, you know, if you don't get the disease, we say, then other people are going to be protected. And, of course, you know, because of this whole misunderstanding of herd immunity, you can't get herd immunity if you don't have immunity. If your vaccine doesn't give you immunity, then the herd cannot have immunity. Oh, but if we all get vaccines, then we've all got herd immunity. No, no. Again, you have to have immunity as individuals before the herd can have immunity. And if the individuals are not getting immunity from the vaccines, the herd ain't going to get it either. You just heard wrong. It's a herd mentality. You know, it really reminds me of the Prisoner series by Patrick McGoohan. And in The Village, one of the things that they would say, if you didn't follow the rules and regulations, that's very unmutual of you, prisoner. Very unmutual. And if you don't wear your mask, that is very unmutual. And so Walmart is going to be right there to make sure that those 65% of the stores that they have, where there is no government regulation, Walmart will step in. And it's going to be enforced by quote-unquote health ambassadors wearing black shirts. I guess they figured if they had them wearing brown shirts, that that would be a little bit too much. Yeah, there you go. You can't come in. I'm going to come in anyway. Yeah, don't get violent with these people. Just go away. You don't need to go to Walmart. You don't need to go to Walmart. That's why I said we've got to start having a separate economy where we don't trade with these people. Don't give them your money. CNN is all about this. They said Trump refuses to lead. So America tries to save itself. And then they talk about Walmart doing exactly, see, that's America saving itself to make sure that you got to wear a cloth face mask. It's not going to protect you, but it'll protect other people. And we're going to do this in the 65% of the stores where we don't have any government regulations. We're going to lead on that. And so America is trying to save itself is the way that CNN puts this out there. And at the same time this is happening, there's a coordinated effort from the Associated Press. You know, they're supposed to be the objective, independent media, you know, they don't take sides on anything, right? Associated Press, oh, yeah, just look at their style sheet rules about what terms you can use and can't use. Don't say pro-life. Those people are anti-abortion rights. That's the way you write that down. And don't you use the term abortionist. No, 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 no. AP's got its very heavy politics. They don't really try to disguise it, but everybody seems to think that they're objective. It's just like Reuters when they're saying, you know, The revered Tony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, just revered by everybody. And so AP says, does wearing a mask pose any health risks? Does it pose any health risks? Well, no, not for most people. Babies and toddlers should not wear masks because they could suffocate. Same thing goes for anybody who's got trouble removing a mask without help. I just told you yesterday about the child with severe autism, probably got it from a vaccine. Because we've had an explosion of autism. We had the explosion of vaccines, but nobody wants to investigate that. Well, actually, some people did. Dr. Andrew Wakefield did, but he got kicked out because of his trouble. But they kicked a kid with severe autism out. So they said, look, we can't put a face shield on him either because he doesn't want anything on his head. He freaks out. It doesn't matter if you're disabled. Doesn't matter if you're disabled with the vaccines that Fauci pushes. We're not going to make any exceptions to that. Others can wear the mask without risking their health, according to experts, despite false rumors to the contrary, writes AP. See, we got experts on one side, and on the other side, we got false rumors, because if you contradict or question the experts, you're the one who's out. One person said, the body's quite good at adjusting to keep oxygen levels where they need to be. They're admitting that it's depriving you of oxygen and increasing the CO2. But don't worry, your body will adjust for it. You'll get used to it. And they're getting used to it, I guess. And then they also say there's no evidence that the use of masks causes fungal or bacterial infection. This is another expert saying that. Well, yeah, of course you wouldn't have any of that, right? Just make sure that you don't touch your face and try and adjust the mask. We've had many doctors talk about how it's a Petri dish strapped to your face. And that the biggest part of one of the biggest part of training that the doctors and nurses have to go through is to realize that you don't touch the thing to adjust it. Because then you contaminate your hands, spread it that way. But no, that's okay. We've got Boris Johnson, and we got Donald Trump, as the BBC is trumpeting the triumph of the maskers over everybody. Why attitudes to masks have changed around the world. And you have there the picture of President Trump and Boris Johnson wearing masks. They say countries with no previous history of wearing face masks and coverings in the general public rapidly adopted the usage of it. In Italy, they said 83%, in the U.S., 65%. I don't know. I think I've seen far more than 65% of the bedwetting Texans wearing their masks because Fauci said so. I don't know, but when we get into, I'm going to get into Twitter here, and before I do, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, one of the things that I saw today in the news was a researcher who says that he thinks that selenium would be very effective. He says it's a essential dietary trace element over the past 40 years. And he talks about some particular diseases that are caused by viral infections. And he said, we have seen that these are exacerbated by a selenium deficiency. And so he said, I wouldn't be surprised if selenium might be a factor. A selenium deficiency might be a factor in the outcome of COVID-19. Now, we've had explicitly stated from the NIH and from the CDC officials, if you believe that they're authorities and experts on everything, then you ought to believe them when they say that you need to boost your immune system naturally with vitamin D, that if you're not getting sunlight sufficiently, or you whatever you're eating, your body, maybe even if you're out in the sun, is not producing enough vitamin D. And so you can supplement all those things. The bottom line is you need to make sure that you've got a good ground base of natural supplements and make sure that your body has the kind of nutrition that it needs. Because even if you're eating a lot of stuff, if it's nutrition-free junk food, you're not getting the baseline nutrition that you need to make your body strong enough to fight off these diseases. That's especially true of vitamin D. And so we have, as part of our special here, we got Christmas in July special, free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our Winter Sun Plus, that's 50% off, that's your vitamin D. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. We have Bod Ease, 50% off, natural turmeric, and many other things to help ease inflammation, joint pain, and other things like that. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, that is 50% off. Vasobeat, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, big dollar savings at 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points, Christmas in July at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened with Twitter. And we're not able with this show, and I don't know if I've been singled out. I think it has to do with the hack, but we're not able to broadcast the Twitter on our Twitter feed, this particular show. So we are able to tweet. Evidently, I'm able to tweet because I don't have a verified account with Twitter. That's maybe one of the advantages. Twitter appeared to lock all the verified accounts from tweeting yesterday afternoon. This was reported by Gateway Pundit. One person said, greatest Twitter day ever. All blue checks are silenced. This reporter, this is Cassandra Fairbanks, said, I can confirm that while unable to tweet, verified accounts are still able to retweet other non-verified accounts. Well, that's kind of unusual. We'll tell you why and what happened and what is continuing to happen and what is going on with the cyber czar.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Been on on air 26 years. But starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me. And they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, do you understand? I didn't come up with any of this. I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared. You know, the next time I saw him in a few months would say, man, you're right, this is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up, okay? It's real, it's real.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So, yeah, it appeared that Twitter was locking all verified accounts yesterday afternoon. And so when I saw the story, I retweeted that. I said, well, good thing they never verified me. I could still retweet. But today, we can't put the live stream of the broadcast out. So what is really going on? Well, there were a lot of major Twitter accounts that were hacked. It appears to be part of a Bitcoin scam. Send me $1,000, I'll send you back $2,000 or whatever. And they did it to a lot of very famous accounts. You had Obama, Biden, Gates, Musk, Bezos hacked, and they said about $100,000 was stolen in just a few moments. So Twitter support came out. Said, we are aware of a security incident impacting accounts on Twitter. We are investigating and taking steps to fix it. We will update everybody shortly. You may be unable to tweet or to reset your password while we review and address this incident. Zero Hedge tweeted out, said, well, that was fun. Now comes the real fun. Extortion of billionaires and presidents for billions in Bitcoin in exchange for not leaking their direct messages to the public. When you can hack something like Twitter, this easily, that kind of sends a message. And maybe that's what this is all really about, sending a message. Maybe it's about more than just a Bitcoin scam. Security experts said it was lucky that the attackers were only after money, said the breach could have been much worse. And I'm not really sure that they were really after money. One person saying the winner is Elon Musk, and one person says, well, manipulate the stock market to prove that it's really you. Because, you know, we're not sure of all these attacks that are hacked. If you really want us to understand that it's Elon Musk, you need to manipulate your stock somehow so we'll know who the real, if that's really you talking or if that's the hacker. I don't think they were after money, quite frankly. I'll tell you what I think they were after. We have Congress pushing for a national cyber czar. And this is all happening at the same time this is going on. And as this is happening, the Hill immediately comes out and says, well, you know, that just goes to show that we need to have a national cyber czar. Well, you know, we had a national drug czar. We've had one for quite some time. Did that really make any difference in terms of drug use? It made the drug war a lot worse, but it didn't do anything to help anybody get off of drugs. It criminalized police departments and district attorneys across the country. It militarized police departments. It got rid of due process with civil asset forfeiture. Did a lot of things to us, but it didn't help anything. Isn't it interesting how no matter what the issue, you know, we now got a testing czar. We've got a vaccine czar. We're going to have a cyber czar. As I said before, look at how we are trying to become as authoritarian as possible. We're modeling the Russian czars. You know where the word czar comes from, right? Comes from Caesar, just like Kaiser was an alteration of Caesar. In other words, an absolute ruler, a despot. It was Caesar who destroyed the Republic. And this whole idea that we have to have a czar to solve every problem, that every problem needs to be solved by government, and it needs to be solved at the federal level, and it needs to be solved by creating a czar who is above the Constitution and unanswerable to it or to the people about any of this. And, of course, we have a breach of Twitter, and that means that we've got to have a cyber czar, a cyber czar. And so as this was going on, I had a person tweet to me. Well, I'll tell you what this is about when we come back. We've got to take a break, and I'll break this down as to where I think this is going. I think it's going even further than the cyber czar. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do, and they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19 to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We had, and still seem to be having, something going on at Twitter. They say it is a coordinated social engineering attack. Internally, we've taken significant steps to limit access to internal systems and tools while our investigation is ongoing. And that perhaps is the reason that our feed is not on Twitter. Normally, you can see the feed for this program on Twitter at my Twitter account, Libertarian. We are still able to tweet, and we were able to tweet yesterday because I'm not a verified account. They locked all the verified accounts. There were a lot of high-profile accounts, Obama, Biden, Musk, Bezos, and so forth, that were hacked. It appeared to be a prank, and appeared like they were able to get some money offering people, you know, you send me $1,000, I'll send you two. I just want to help the community. This is only for a limited amount of time, of course. So hurry. And it appeared to have worked for them somewhat. But I think there may be more to it than that. When we look at what is being pushed at the time, as I said, Congress wants a national cyber czar. And they're using this on the Hill to push for this. See, we had Twitter attacked. We got to protect Twitter. So we need to have some national czar to do that. A national cyber director would better protect the country in cyberspace. Oh, really? Would it really? You know, Thomas Drake, who was one of the NSA whistleblowers, talking about dragnet surveillance at the NSA that went full force along with William Binney, another whistleblower with the NSA. But Drake and Binney and Wearby and others were concerned about the violations of the Constitution represented by the dragnet surveillance that we all saw James Clapper lie about under oath, committing perjury, but nobody did anything about that. I mean, just compare that to the ordeal that General Flynn and Roger Moore have gone, Roger Stone have gone through another James Bond reference there. That Roger Stone and General Flynn have gone through when they didn't commit any crime and still have judges who, well, I don't know, you know, presidential pardon. I don't know. You're going to have to convince me about that, says the judge. And even as the judge in Flynn's case is pushed back. Oh no, I'm not sure about that. And yet you've got the head of the director of national intelligence telling everybody on a substantive issue. I mean, what they're saying in these other cases with the Stone and the Flynn case, they're saying, oh, well, you know, what was your shoe size? Oh, no, it's not 8.5. No. Send this guy to jail, that type of thing. The FBI perjury trap, asking you questions about things that are not even crimes. I mean, even talking to a Russian ambassador in his position was not a crime. Trying to set up an interview with Julian Assange is not a crime. We're not going to look at Hillary Clinton's crimes, right? But the fact that Clapper could lie under oath and commit perjury, and there wasn't even a Republican, not even a Republican, who tried to bring perjury charges against James Clapper. But why did you have these, what was this information leaked the way that it was by Ed Snowden? Well, he said Thomas Drake and William Binney and these other people went through the process to blow the whistle about what was being done illegally by James Clapper and others in terms of dragnet surveillance. They went to Congress. They did everything by the book. And nobody listened to them. So then they went to the press, and then they tried to send them to jail under the Espionage Act of 1917. And fortunately, that didn't happen. But, you know, Binney and Drake, and I've interviewed both of them. Thomas Drake said this yesterday. He said, this is my aperiodic public service announcement. That the entire Internet of Things tech universe fundamentally and irrevocably is insecure. So just understand that when you look at what's going on with Twitter. That the entire tech universe of this Internet of Things, and you are a part of the Internet of Things, you and all of your private data, part of the Internet of Things. And this is what these whistleblowers at the NSA were trying to warn us about. It is fundamentally and irrevocably insecure. Be extra careful of snake oil claims to the contrary, as nothing is 100% secure. There are only degrees of insecurity. Embedded zero days and unknown unknowns are the real vulnerabilities and where access vectors and API surfaces meet. That's Thomas Drake warning people about this. But no, it'll be fixed if we have a cyber czar. With a cyber czar, nothing like this will ever happen to Twitter again. There will be no scams. There will be no hacks and so forth. That will solve everything, writes Maggie Miller at The Hill. No, it will just add a whole new level of problems to our lives. A whole new level of regulations and rules and intrusions in the name of security, in the name of safety. Oh, and we have to take your liberty and your privacy. I'm sorry. But we want to keep you safe. Well, just understand from Thomas Drake, if you know, there is no security. There's only different degrees of insecurity. And now we have, as I tweeted out yesterday, and I forget even what the tweet was. It wasn't really anything unsafe. It was something, I think, about economics. And one person replied and said, Twitter has flagged this as potentially unsafe. Unsafe. Thought-provoking. Thanks, David. Keep sounding the alarm. Do you have ideas on how to prepare? Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. It was the report that I had from yesterday about how now is the time to realize that as you've got these corporations, this is before, you know, Walmart said, we're going to push the mask agenda and we're going to do it even though 65% of our stores don't have a government mandate, we're going to push that mandate. I talked about automation and how they are taking jobs faster than they're creating jobs, the big corporations, and how they're going to be the partners of government in terms of pushing this lockdown. And the next, later in the day, we saw that from Walmart, didn't we? I said, your employers are going to be mandating, your immunity pass are going to be mandating a vaccine understand this is coming and it's just a few months. So start right now in your community. Start making connections with other people so that you will have, you can barter and trade and grow food, learn how to grow food, and other people who can do that. Make sure that you have a way to earn a living, to eat and so forth. Start creating an underground community. Because this is all coming. And so that was considered to be, by Twitter, that was considered to be unsafe. And so I said, of course Twitter thinks it's unsafe. Because this report exposes its technocratic tyranny, the UN 2030 agenda. And then, you know, here's this. Twitter CEO will fund universal basic income experiment in these U.S. cities. Now, why does he need to double down and do that? When Trump is doing universal basic income, the same thing proposed by AOC and the most radical members of the squad. Oh, it's already been done. But see, they want it so badly that even though it's already happening across the country, take people's jobs, shut down businesses, replace them with robots, flipping hamburgers, delivering the food in the restaurants and so forth and many other things. No, we'll put them on universal basic income. No, he wants to push this UN 2030 agenda so much that he's funding it himself. And it's not just the entry-level positions at fast food restaurants. The studies have shown, and Seoul, South Korea was very, very upfront about the fact that it's not going to just be entry-level positions. It's not just going to be people who are working in transportation and delivery. It's going to be doctors and lawyers who are going to be replaced in some cases at an even higher rate than some of these entry-level positions. All right, and then there's the real reason that we'll get to when we come back that I think that this hack was pushed out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro. And it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut. And I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Three reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help
the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain.
All right, so perhaps this is what is behind the the Twitter takedown. It's not just that the intelligence agencies would like to have some new arbitrary authority. They've already got some arbitrary authority. This story published yesterday by Yahoo, exclusive, secret Trump order gives CIA more power to launch cyber attacks. The CIA has conducted a series of covert cyber operations against Iran and other targets since winning a secret victory in 2018 when President Trump signed what amounts to a sweeping authorization for such activities. Secret authorization, known as a presidential finding, gives the CIA more freedom and less oversight because, you know, that's what we always want from the CIA, right? It's what the CIA always wants. More freedom and less oversight. Let's just get all this. You can't look at this. If you see this, I'm going to have to kill you. Now, I've got my black budget, and then I've got a budget that is so black that I can't even tell you it exists. And are you spying on the American public? Oh, no, Senator. No. Not that I would know about. And so, as I point out, and we look at this, and I just have a question. You know, was this whole Twitter attack, was this a warning shot to Twitter? I don't think so. I think it's more likely it was an event that was pushing to create a cyber czar to give more credence to the notion, see, we're all vulnerable. I mean, this is happening to Twitter. Look at what China could do to our infrastructure. And, of course, we know what we can do to the infrastructure of Iran because we've seen what's been happening. You know, there were several ships that just spontaneously, they don't even have any idea how they caught fire in Iran. They're burning. We don't know how that happened. Kind of mysterious, like, you know, those California fires that we saw a year or two ago. They just, boom, at least 7 Iranian ships on fire. The latest in a pattern of unexplained fires. They don't really know. I mean, they're just, one moment, they're sitting in the port. The next minute, they just spontaneously catch on fire. Kind of like their nuclear facilities just locking up with Stuxnet or something. And so the very aggressive finding gave the CIA very specific authorities to really take the fight offensively to a handful of adversarial countries. Countries include Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. You think it's going to stop there? They would never, never use their secret powers against us, would they? Or even against a president, would they? We don't have to worry about the CIA and the NSA doing anything here domestically. I mean, that's what we got the FISA Act for and the FISA court. It's to block that kind of stuff. And now what we saw was the FISA court and the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that was put in there because why? Because from their very inception, the CIA and the NSA immediately started spying on Americans using very, very primitive technology, which was not nearly as threatening as what we have today. And so as a result, you know, that was really the thrust of the Senate Church Committee hearings and the Congressional Pike Committee hearings, how the intelligence services had turned inward and were becoming a Gestapo. And so they put restrictions on them. And yet, what do we see in 2020? We see that they use these very structures that were supposed to keep them in line. They use them to further their power. You know, the FISA court is not restricting what the CIA and the NSA is doing. Maybe you've noticed. Instead, they're enabling it. And so they said the White House wanted a vehicle to strike back. This was the way to do it. They said the finding has made it easier for the CIA to damage adversarial critical infrastructure, such as petrochemical plants. They were so happy when they got this new freedom 2 years ago. They said some CIA officials said this is going to allow them to act more nimbly. Quote, people were doing backflips in the hallway when it was signed. And so they talk about how they have hacked and dumped. They're hacking and dumping activities. They said our government is basically turning into WikiLeaks, using secure communications on the dark websites with dissidents, hacking and dumping and so forth. Yeah, it is absolutely out of control. It is the real government. And there is no constraint on what they're doing. And so I think perhaps, you know, when we look at Twitter, you can say, well, you know, is this a warning shot to Twitter? I don't think so. I think it's more likely that it could be just some, you know, freelance pirates out there trying to get some bitcoins, or maybe there's a little bit more to it than that. I tend to think that these things don't typically happen by accident. Certainly seems to be widespread enough. Let's talk about the new campaign manager of President Trump and just the campaign in general. Let's begin with Kanye West. He is reportedly pulling out of the presidential race that he had joined 12 days ago. Didn't last too long. He started with a July 4th tweet that was somewhat cryptic. People was like, is he really running for president? Like, what is he really doing? Has he done anything at all about ballot access? Does he have a clue as to how difficult the Republicans and Democrats have made it to get on the ballot anywhere, and he's starting at this late a date? Well, turns out that he had hired some people. He had an election strategist, Steve Kramer, who he had hired to help him get on the ballot in Florida, South Carolina, and some other states. And this guy, Steve Kramer, told New York Magazine on Tuesday, as one of the campaign staffers that had been hired, no, he's out. He's out. And this comes after there was a survey that came right after he said, I'm going to get into the race. The survey asked people, if Kanye West is on the ballot in your state, for whom will you vote? They said Biden got 48%, Trump got 39%, and Kanye got 2%. And that was less than a week after Kanye had announced it on Independence Day. Babylon Bee's take on this, by the way, is that it was probably because Kanye West was offered a position by Elon Musk as president of Mars. Kanye West drops out of the race after Elon Musk offers him position as president of Mars. America is great and all, but being president of Mars would be really the greatest of all time. Of all time, he said. And so Musk said he'd had a great conversation with West where he convinced him not to aim too low, but instead to, quote, shoot for the stars. Kanye has way more potential than just being president of America. Frankly, being president of the U.S. is beneath him. Mars is where it's at. It will be way better than any government on this planet. He showed, West then showed Musk his crude drawings for the rocket ship to Mars that he's designed in spare time. He calls it the Yeezy Mobile, made out of space metal and runs on Chick-fil-A peanut oil. 100% environmentally friendly design. That sounds about like the campaign. That sounds too close to the truth to actually be funny for both Kanye and Elon Musk. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at Joe Biden the state of mind, state of campaign, and we'll take a look at President Trump's new campaign manager. Is this good or bad, or what? What's going on as we race to the bottom and lock down America? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. And we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government, and we as American citizens must say no.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
So now that Kanye West is evidently out, we're back down to two people, Biden and Trump for president. Let's take a look at Biden. We've got a story at Infowars.com. Over a third of Americans believe Biden is incapable of debating Trump, with questions continuing to swirl about his mental health. A new Rasmussen poll found out that only 54% of Americans believe that Joe Biden is capable of debating President Trump. 56% thought that it would hurt his candidacy. And it's kind of interesting. Where did they get ideas like this? Well, it might be because they've seen, Joe Biden's own staff don't think that he can debate President Trump. Because as he was doing a basement conference call with a news organization, Phoenix 12, a station out of Phoenix, Arizona, he had a staffer immediately come in and kill the feed when he was asked a difficult question. Let's play that video clip four.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden, good to see you, sir. And look, Arizona is very much in play in 2020, so we appreciate you taking some time to talk to the people of our state.
It's an important city. You guys are going through hell right now.
Most would agree, Mr. Biden, that Russia is not our friend, never has been, and never will be. What about China, friend or foe?
Are you there? Are you here to go? Friend or foe? I don't know. Anyway, so they cut that feed as he starts to ask about China. Here's what they actually did air. It doesn't look too much better. Let's play video clip number five.
Where are you at, sir, on your decision on a vice president?
We're getting closer. What's happening is the background checks that have been done are coming to a conclusion within the next week to 10 days. And we're going to go through all of that, interview, narrow down the list, and then interview those folks that are left on the list. The first thing I want to make sure is I have somebody, and I think they all are, capable of being president of the United States if something happens, number one. But number two, who shares the same value set I have and is going to be an ally in making sure that we get things done. The only thing I know a little bit about is being vice president. And I think, if you know, most scholars who've written on the presidency and the vice presidency point out that we're no closer president and vice president than Barack Obama and me, because we share the same philosophy. And we could argue like hell with each other in profit, in private, and profit from the disagreements we had, and then get things done. So that's what I'm looking for.
Well, that was very informative. You know, this is his process. He's going to make a list of people, and then he's going to go down that list, and then he will call those people. And it has to be somebody who can be a president, you know, because you never know just how quickly that vice president may need to step in there and become president. But, you know, very elucidating interview there. that from Joe Biden. It's great to see America is in such great hands with Joe Biden, who's leading in the polls right now. Yeah, we got nothing to worry about if Joe Biden's in there. If only the world were as placid as it seems to be in his mind. We have Deanna Lorraine, who is running for Congress as a Republican, and she put together a clip of Nancy Pelosi praising Joe Biden and then the real Joe Biden juxtaposing the two. Let's play video clip number six.
Today, I am proud to endorse Joe Biden because he will be an extraordinary president.
We cannot win this re-election. We can only re-elect Donald Trump.
With a clear path to lead us out of this crisis.
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what.
Joe Biden brings values and integrity to work every day because he never forgets his roots.
Kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
We need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
The strategic thinking to bring our nation together.
I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
A leader who is the personification of hope and courage.
All men and women created by the goal. You know the thing.
Values, authenticity, and integrity.
His hands were down my skirt and up my skirt.
That's a great clip by Deanna Lorraine. Yeah, you know, that's it. when I see Joe, especially in that first clip, where he's doing the interview with the Phoenix station and he's sitting there, in his basement, but he's got the windows open or whatever. I mean, maybe he's in his living room because he had some plants behind him that time. Made me think of that movie Being There. Remember that Peter Sellers movie? It had Chance the Gardener. And, maybe it was just a green screen of, plants or something behind him. But, Chance the Gardener, you know, is this guy working at a mansion for a very wealthy guy. So he's got a lot of very important people who come by visiting all the time. And Chance the Gardener just is absolutely clueless. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And they would ask him a question and he would say something and they read into it what they wanted it to be. They thought, you know, oh yeah, that's pretty profound. You know, it sounds like he's speaking in, you know, in riddles. It's a very cryptic comment that he's making, but you know, I think this is what he's saying. And that's very, very wise. So I think, Joe Biden is really kind of the Chance the Gardener candidate for the Democrat Party right now at this point in time. And, to give you an idea, you know, he's just going to go along with the crowd. As New American points out, Biden has a $2 trillion climate justice plan. And, that means, you know, cause he talks about climate justice. We're not just going to spend $2 trillion, but we're going to lock up big polluters, whoever they may be, right? Because, you know, it wouldn't be a Democrat running for office if he didn't want to punish people that disagree with him, or do something that they want to prohibit. These are recommendations penned by a unity task force between the Biden campaign and the Bernie Sanders campaign. And so they're going to make America energy free by 2035. They say carbon free, but you know what that means. We already had Michael Moore expose the fraud of renewable energy. And boy, the purge mob came after him very quickly. But all this carbon free garbage is just that. It's just garbage and it's crony capitalism. And when you look at, and it's not just us saying this anymore. Now it's Michael Moore. He was very disappointed by that. He didn't see any way out of it because he, unlike me, believes that the earth is really melting down. And so he says, well, if we don't have the renewable energy stuff there and if we can't go carbon free, what, you know, we're, oh, we just got to kill everybody. That's it. Okay. Got to kill everybody. Maybe we'll be able to survive if, those of us, the elitists, are able to survive. So I guess he is, an investor into the, Bill Gates Operation Warp Speed thing as well. You know, that's our ticket to save the planet. We can just, vaccinate everybody with an untested vaccine. No problem at all. No, he's got, the Biden proposal would, quote, make a federal investment of $1.7 trillion. Because, you know, who's counting anymore, right? I just said yesterday, it was only January of 2019 that the Congressional Budget Office said, do you realize that we're going to, that we're approaching a $1 trillion a year deficit for the entire year? And we're already at $900 billion. Well, we spent $900 billion last month that we didn't have. But that's nothing compared to what the Democrats want to do. Every program that they got is multi-trillion dollar program. And what it's going to do effectively is to completely crash the economy. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at President Trump's shakeup in his campaign. Who is this guy that is replacing Brad Parscale, who really hasn't done too much? And then we'll take a look at the Project Lincoln people who have raised $16.8 million. We'll be right back.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. We've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse. The Betsy Ross flag, our first flag, that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at InfoWars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and, of course, trigger libtards everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO and the globalists testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
There's been a shakeup in the Trump campaign. Brad Parscale is out. It's not the end of the world. Remember, President Trump went to multiple campaign managers, and the last one, actually, not sad to see Brad Parscale go. He doesn't really know, even from a pragmatic standpoint, how important social media was, and he was a social media guy in the previous Trump campaign. How could you be so tone-deaf and clueless? And so he's been replaced by Bill Stepien. Bill Stepien looked like his career was over as he became the point man in Chris Christie's Bridgegate scandal. But they say he works really hard. He's married to his job. He keeps his head down. He's loyal to the president. A Republican consultant said, nobody's ever going to outwork him. I've never met anybody who is as tenacious, hardworking, incredibly loyal to the mission and the principle, and very smart and understands politics at a very high intellectual level. His pedigree is that he has worked for the George W. Bush re-election campaign 2004. He worked for John McCain in 2008. Well, that didn't turn out too good. He worked for Rudy Giuliani. Maybe that was part of his inside into this particular job here. Chris Christie had removed him just days after naming him New Jersey's GOP chairman in January 2014 in connection with the Bridgegate scandal, which involved traffic causing lane closures on the George Washington Bridge that appeared to be an act of political revenge. Maybe it was. Who knows? He was never charged in the case. However, it seemed to be the end of his career, but he got into the Trump administration, and now he is campaign head for President Trump. Meanwhile, on the other side, we have the Lincoln Project, and I've talked about them before. They've run a series of ads. They have raised $16.8 million. They've run ads essentially accusing President Trump of mass murder by using the CDC's COVID-19 death statistics. I would say that if they're trying to get Republicans to not support President Trump by saying that he didn't shut down lockdown stuff quickly enough or soon enough, that's going to be a pretty hard sell with President Trump's voters. Quite frankly, he did too much. I think most Trump supporters understand that he did too much, and it's unfortunate to see that he is now backing Fauci. After some of the people in Trump campaign had enough sense to know what Fauci is doing, not only to the country, as if that mattered, but to the president, which, of course, is the only thing that matters. But I just want to play for you a little bit of their latest ad that they've run in support of Joe, because, you know, they just don't want to be too negative. Here are these Republicans with lots of money. This is a group that was co-founded by George Conway. And as I pointed out before, I'm not going to go into it again, the people who helped George Conway to found this are people who are radical LGBT Republicans. These people are so radical. One of the women who helped to fund, to start this with George Conway, so radical that she resigned from the Log Cabin Republicans, a group of Republican homosexuals. She was upset because in New Hampshire, they had rejected, these Republicans had rejected against her demands that people that she didn't like be severely punished, for not kowtowing to the radical LGBT. The people like Log Cabin Republicans had kind of a live and let live attitude, but not her. No prisoners taken. And so she and George Conway and a few other people have put this together. And here's their latest ad in support of Joe Biden with a lot of neocon Republicans. Go ahead.
We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them. They've slipped the surly bonds of earth to touch the face of God.
The challenge of disaster.
Those who are lost now, their legacy must be our lives.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers. We dominate the streets.
I won't traffic in fear and division. I won't fan the flames of hate.
It's time to pick up our heads. Remember who we are. This is the United States of America.
Okay, America, America. I looked at that. It's like, I tell you what, if you guys got any cash, send some my way. I could do a much better job putting together a political ad for you. They start out, it looks like the great American disasters, one disaster after the other. They start out with a Challenger disaster. They go to Clinton's disasters and on and on. And then, of course, they don't want to show, I guess, any of the policy disasters or Benghazi or anything with Obama. They just show him singing Amazing Grace. You know, it's great to have somebody who feels your pain, I guess. Yeah, we got 9/11 and Challenger disaster. It used to be a restaurant in the UK in London called The Great American Disaster. It was actually kind of funny. That they had a genuine, authentic, American style hamburger and ketchup, which was really unusual back in 1980, when my wife and I went there. And you go in and the entire decor is one disaster, the Bay of Pigs or whatever, you know, and that's what this commercial reminds me of. You know, the Great American Disaster commercial from the Lincoln Project, the most radical of the radical LGBT in the Republican Party. Well, good luck with that one, folks. That's pretty amusing. Look, before we go to break and before I talk a little bit about the vaccine stuff here, because there's another article here about Moderna, who is out front, and yet more than half of the trial participants have adverse effects, many of them reporting severe problems. But we're going to race into this full speed. Now, that's going to be our next disaster. You know, that one, Trump continues down this path. That will be his Challenger disaster, his 9/11 disaster, on and on. But we'll talk a little bit about this in the time we've got left. Real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have as part of our Christmas in July special at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping. We have double Patriot points to get you discounts in the future. And we have 50% and more, up to 60% off many of our most popular products. We have Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement, 50% off. Lung Cleanse Plus, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. BodEase, that's our natural turmeric and many other ingredients to help fight inflammation, joint pain, things like that. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D, 50% off. One of the best things you can do for your immune system, as a matter of fact, most immune problems are caused by a deficiency in vitamin D, and vitamin D supplementation can help ameliorate those symptoms as well. We also have things like storable food now back in stock on short order, free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off InfoWarsStore.com, right, in the couple of minutes that we've got left here. When I look at what is happening with the vaccines, of course, you know, they're going to gloss over what is happening with Moderna. And remember, this is a company, you know, we talk about hope in the stock market, which is really rigging the stock market. That's what Fauci has done for both Gilead and for Moderna. I call it hopium. And they're going to get you hooked on hopium. Hopium is what is pushing the stock market higher and higher. And so you have all these articles, U.S. pharma company raises vaccine hopes. Got hopium right here. But more trials are vital, even though we've had, not too good of results here. We got Fauci still bullish on the prospects for a U.S. vaccine. And he's not worried that China's going to beat us to that. Because when you look at this, you got articles being run by The Guardian and other mainstream press saying, AP, who would be the first to get a COVID vaccine? And they've got an icon of a vial and a hypodermic needle in the center. And then this is silhouetted. And pull that picture up while I'm talking about it. And then they've got all the, there you go. They've got all these hands that are reaching for it. I gotta have it or I'm gonna die. Right? That is the distillation of everything that the press and Fauci are telling you and what Trump is funding. Gotta have this or gonna die. The economy's gonna die. You're gonna die. Everything's gonna die if we don't get a vaccine. So don't test it. We have a Chinese firm using workers to pretest a vaccine in the global race, the race at warp speed, reports AP News. Oh, by the way, it's not just going to be China who's going to be testing it on their workers. It's going to be companies like Walmart, who, you know, they mandate a mask, even though 65% of their stores don't have state mandates on masks. They're going to be mandating it for their employees. I tell you, the first people who are going to get it are going to be the people in the military, unfortunately. They're going to be the guinea pigs yet once again. Once again, that's it for the broadcast.